Okay. Today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We're actually on Ayin Aleph on the fourth line from the top. And today's share is sponsored by Rabbi Chavi Khan, Ilu Nishmas Moshe Eliezer Ben Benjamin HaKohen. We actually have a Gadatav today. In this very, very difficult parak, a little bit of a Gadatav. What? More. There are those that explain Rav Huna's statement as follows. Rav Huna seemed to say yesterday that you're not allowed to charge interest to a guy. Now we're going to say, no, Rav Huna meant was the following. You are allowed to charge interest to a guy. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you are allowed to charge interest to a guy. The Shai, what Rav Huna meant was as follows. The Tani Rav Yosef, Im Kesef Talva Es Ami. Right? Im Kesef Talva Es Ami. If you're going to, it really means when. Right? It's one of the three ims. Doesn't mean if, it means when. When you will lend somebody in your nation, es ha'ani imach. Imi v'nachwi, ami v'nachwi, someone from the nation and a goy comes to you, ami kodem. Right, the nation comes first. Ani v'ashir, a rich man, or sorry, a rich man or a poor man, ani kodem, the poor man comes first. Right? Okay. Aniyecha v'aniye ircha. An ani from your city, an ani from a different city, aniyecha kodmin. The person from your city comes first. Aniye ircha v'aniye iracheres. Someone from your city, someone from a different city. Aniye ircha kodmin. Your city comes first. I'm sorry, the first thing was
family.
Family was family. Family comes before strangers. Your city comes before a different city. And those are the hierarchy. That's the hierarchy. The guy is not in the cheshbon even, right? Because the first thing is a Jew comes before a guy. That's what Rav Huna meant to say. Amar Mar Ami V'Nachwi Ami Kodem Pshita is not Pashit. Why should a guy come before a Jew? Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna Lo Nitzrucha Dafil Nachwi Beribis V'Yisrael V'Chinam. Now, even if you're going to charge interest with a guy, and a Jew is coming for free. Obviously, you can't charge interest to a Jew. You're going to make money off the guy? Still can't do that. The Jew still comes first. The Chavetz Chaim points out, Avos Chesed, that's only true if that's not your business. If your Parnasa is charging interest, that's a question of Parnasa. If the guy comes and wants to do business with you, and a Jew comes and asks for a handout, that might not be the same. But the guy knocks on the door, did you come at the same time? The guy and the guy comes first, the Jew comes first, even if the guy would agree to pay you interest, and it would be mutter. Okay? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. So say over the word from the Belz Rebbe. So the Belz Rebbe said, yes, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. There's four hierarchies here. There's a Jew and a guy, a rich man and a poor man, someone in your family, and someone in your city. There's four. Right? The Pasuk says, don't close your fist. Open your fist and give matzah tzedakah. So, it's a very funny way to say it. Just say, give tzedakah. So the Belz Rebbe says, when you have four fingers, right? Each finger is a different size. When you close your hand, all four fingers become the same size. When you open your hand, this is four different things, four different sizes, four different halachas. Go do it the right way. Close your fist, you're an amah, right? You don't know anything, you're not giving anything, it's all the same. Don't be like that. That's why the Torah said it that way. Okay. Tanya, Amr Biosi, says Rabbi Yossi, a fascinating Gemara. Ba'ur'e smios enehem shalmali v'ribis. Look at the blindness of people who charge ribis. Why? Because Adam kara l'chaveru Russia. If somebody calls you a Russia, someone slights you, ayin aleph amin aleph. Somebody calls you a Russia. Yored imo l'chayev. What does yored imo l'chayev mean? You'll go down to his life. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Yored imo l'chayev. Right? Rugel his kotet imo. Ki'ilu hi kehu. Ki'ilu balahargo. You'll always be antagonistic toward him. Someone calls someone slanders you like that. You're not going to be his buddy. So, rugel his kotet imo. You'll always be antagonistic toward him. Ki'ilu hi kehu. As if he hit you. Ki'ilu balahargo. As if he came to kill you. He said that about you. That's terrible. Vani shamati. Says Rashi, I heard, you're allowed to go into the business of this guy, and somehow minimize his business. Right? That doesn't make any sense. What the Torah says, The Chacham here say you're allowed to go do nekama. That can't be. Va'od damrina b'ksuv is ad shtei mes reishanam is gagal adam and v'no mikan v'lachyodim v'lachayev. Until the boy is 12, you try to get him to do the right thing with chinuch, and after that, yored im v'lachayev. So Rashi says, if that means you go hurt his business, what, a 12-year-old boy, son of his business? You're going to go take away his business? That doesn't make any sense. What kind of business is that? We're talking about a guy having chinuch with his son. That doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, I know it's out there. Such a pshat can't be. Look at Tosfos. Adam kar l'chaver rasha yored im v'lachayev. Kasav b'tshuvas ha-gaon and b'shem r'tzadav gaon. Yored im v'lachayev. Rishai litzrof shalosh tfuaso. You're allowed to destroy a third of his crop. Right? You're allowed to destroy a third of his crop. Says Tosfos, v'tema gadol manayin lozeh. How does he know that? It seems to me, he's not really, Tosfos, they read into Tosfos, he's not really arguing. He just doesn't know the makar for that. Rashi says, I can't believe that's a chat. Tosfos seems to say, I don't have a makar for that. I'm not so against it. Right? I'm not so opposed to it. Fascinating. Okay, next. So what do we say? We said that, imagine how blind people are with charge ribbis. Why? Because if somebody calls you a bad name, what will you do? Take great offense at that. You'll take great offense at that. Right? But over here, v'hem may be an edim, you bring edim, v'lavlar, and a sofer, v'kulmus, and a pen, udiyo, and ink, v'kosher, v'kosherman, and you write it down. Ploni zeh, kafar be'elokei Yisrael. Right? He's kofar in the God of Israel. That's a very strong statement, no? Someone charges interest, kofar in the God of Israel. I wouldn't have put that in my top 10 list of being kofar in the God of Israel. Why? Why? Listen to what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Kol ha-kosev shtar ribis, whoever writes a document of ribis, ha-rezeh ke-kosev u-meidol of edim, she-kofar ba-Hashem el-kei Yisrael. I don't quote it word for word. V'chein also, kol ha-love u-malva b-ribis, beinon le-minatzman, harim kofrim ba-Hashem el-kei Yisrael, v'kofru b-yitzias mitzrayim, kofru yitzias mitzrayim, Shinemar is Kaspecha Lotitin Lobaneshek Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Oteti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. Unbelievable words, right? So the Meiri gives a little bit of a hesber. I don't have a hesber. The Meiri says as follows. He says, you know, the Gemara says many times the Chazal say that most people will not do averus in public. Most people don't do that. Do them in private. Nobody knows about them. And then we all say, the Chazal say, from your neighbor, you're afraid. You won't behave improper. From Hashem, only in private. Right? But in a way, that's a little bit of a criticism on people. They're more afraid of the oil than they are of Hashem. That's how people are. But at least doing it in private. So they're not, for Hesia, doing terrible things. In private, they have tivus, whatever it is, to do averus. Not in public. Here, it's in public. How bad is that? It's in public. You come down, you sit in a room, with everyone's in the room, and you charging interest. That's why it's so bad. That's why it's so bad. That's what the Meiri says. That's why it's so bad. You're not just like a kofar. Hey, you're in private. Listen, everyone's got their typhus. Everyone has their struggles. Okay, so you climb down. You spend your whole life getting rid of them, climbing up the ladder. Good. But in public? Who does that in public? Don't know, it's unheard of. When it comes to ribbons, people do it in public. It's an amazing insight. It's an amazing insight. I mean, if you read this Gemara, like, what? You're a kofar at Hashem if you charge interest? It's one out of six. Nothing to do with Emunah. It has nothing to do with Ikurim. It's not Shabbat. It's not Avodah Zarah. What is it? It's business. Yeah, but it's in public. That's the key. It's an amazing Vart, no?
Who said that?
The Meiri. It's an amazing Vart. It's in public. Everybody's over on it. That might be part of the public. It's you and him and the Adim and the Sofer and the newspaper. It's all there. They're all there. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that this guy, that they made this business deal. The whole world knows. Right? It's like Imam Shah quote. Even though, I have to point out, you're criticized when you do affairs only in private. You're criticized. It's not a Milo. You're criticized because you're afraid of what the people are going to think about you. Having said that, you still have the guts over here to go do this in public. That's pretty, it's very pretty if you think about it. Can you think of other things that people do with Ravim? They might do Barabim out of ignorance. That's not, I'm not talking about ignorance. People don't know. People don't know that during halachas they behave in a certain way. But you know what to do. You still do it Barabim? There's no way to do this. There's no way to do this Batsina. It has to be Barabim. It's built in Barabim. There's so many people involved. That's why you're called for Be'ikar. Okay. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, call me Shigesh Lomos, Umalva Osam Shaloba Ribis. If you have money and you don't charge interest, all of HaKasiv Omer, the Pasuk says about you, Bekaspo lo sit lo nasan beneshech b'shochad al naki lo lakach ose eila lo yimot lo olam. Right? Unbelievable bracha. Your money that you didn't use for interest, right? You'll never falter. You'll never falter. You'll never have problems. Halamadata, you see from here, Shekhal HaMalve B'ribis, if you do charge interest, Nechasav Mismototin, all that's going to happen is your possessions will become less. Aye, Vaka Chazinan, Delo, Mosve B'ribis, Vekav Mismototin, but there are people in the world that don't charge interest, and yet they do lose their money also. So, Tosfos says, what kind of cash is that? That Pasuk, these Pasukim here, this is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Pasuk Tesvav. There are other things mentioned there. It talks about there about speaking rechilos. It talks about there about what else is there? Bribery. Other things going on there. So who's to say that the reason why he didn't lose his business is because he spoke lashon hara? That's what it says over there. Tehillim tetzvav. Go read it. Rechilos and all terrible things. Most people do that, by the way. So why? The Gemara says, oh, but there are people out there that don't. Charge interest, and they still have money problems. So Tosfos says, yeah, but maybe they have other problems in those psukim. Maybe they bribery or rechilas. So Tosfos gives two answers. First, he says, it's Masha that he bases the thing on Rabbi Akiva said that even if you do only one of them is enough to be a problem. I don't have that one. In other words, we're only focusing on the ribbis one. Only the ribbis one is the one that's going to cause you problems. And that guy doesn't charge ribbis. So why does he lose his money? Or, Tosa says, we're talking about a Tzadik Gomer. So it can't be his other issue. Tzadik Gomer doesn't take bribery. Can't be. So what's Pshat? So the Gemara answers, Amar Elazar, Halolu Mismototin V'Olin. They go down but go back up. Halolu Mismototin V'Einu Olin. They go down, they don't go back up. Okay? Fine. Next. Lama Sabit Bogd, the Pasuk in Chavakuk. Lama sabit bogged him. Why do you stare at the treachery? Tachrish kivala rasha. You're silent. You're like a chayrish. You're silent. Kivala rasha tzadik menu. When the rasha swallows up the tzadik, and you're silent watching that. Amar huna tzadik menu balea. Tzadik gomer ain't a balea. A tzadik gets swallowed up, but not a tzadik gomer. Meaning a tzadik gomer doesn't happen to a tzadik gomer. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, ger tzedek ha'omer le'inyin mechira. The ger tzedek. That it says by mechira, that means by eved ivri. But in the psukim of eved ivri, okay, the guy that's pretty much over. What? But the, from now to the bottom is there's more. Ger tzedek amal in mechira, a ger tzedek that is written by the dinim of eved ivri. In Parashas Bahar, which we're going to get to in a minute, the Ger Toshav, Ha'omol Inyan Ribbis, and the Ger Toshav, written by Ribbis, Ani Yodea Mahu. I don't know what it's coming to teach me. I don't know why the Torah went out of its way to stick in these words. The Chassam Sofer says, what the question really is it is a stira. It's a stira. Why is there a stira? Because when it comes to Parshas Bahar, we said that we're going to see in a minute a Ger Tzedek is a Ger Tzedek, and a Ger Toshav is a Ger Toshav, a Ger Tzedek is a Jew, a Ger Toshav is a Goy, and the two shall never meet. But when it comes to Ribbis, we're going to say that a Ger Toshav and a Ger Tzedek are the same din. Right? I'm sorry. We're going to see in a minute that a Ger and a Toshav are the same, and a Ger Tzedek is not in the Parsha. So you'll see the whole thing is going to be fleshed out right now. Ger tzedek ha'omel inyan mechira. What's a ger tzedek that's talking about? Ger tzedek means a ger. He's a full-fledged Jew. So we're going to see that there's a little bit of different of a din of eved ivri by a ger. Actually, a ger can't be an eved ivri. We're going to see. A ger can't be an eved ivri. But that's going to be the punchline. But what was his problem? Right? He made this statement. Ger Tzedek by Parshas Bahar, I don't know what's doing there. Ger Tosha by Ribbitz, I don't know what it's doing there. What do you mean by that? He meant as follows. Ger Tzedek ha'omer le'inyin mechira dechziv. It says in the Torah, ki yomach achicha imach v'nimkar lach. The Pasuk says, v'nimkar lach, lo sa'avod bo avodas oved. Okay? That's the Pasuk. When a person is going to be sold to you as an Eved Ivri, don't treat him like an Eved. Don't treat him like an Eved. He's not a slave. He's an Eved Ivri. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Gemara says, V'nimkar lach. V'lo lecha. The bottom line is, what the Gemara says is, v'lo lecha, if he doesn't improve when he's with you, ela leger. The next step is he'll go to a ger. Shenemar, like it says, lager. He'll go to a ger. V'lo leger tzedek, not going to go to a Jew. A ger is a ger tzedek. They're not going to a Jew. Ela leger toshav. He's going to end up falling to a ger toshav, which is really a goy. Shenemar, lager toshav. Mishpachas ger, zanochri. Mishpachas ger is a goy. Kishu omer ola aker. And when it says furthermore, you're gonna go down to an aker. That's zanimkar la'odes kuchav ma'atzma. Your mama stole to a goy. So the difference is, a ger toshav, even though he's a goy, he's better than a goy because he keeps shevet mitzvot b'nei noach. Avodah zarah is someone who we assume doesn't keep anything. Right? The Rashi in Bahar says that the whole Bahar is one long story. You don't keep Shemitah. What happens? First, he gets sold to Zenev and Ivri. Then he gets sold to a Ger Toshav. Then to a Goy. Then from Avodah Zarah. There's this whole terrible, terrible spiral that happens all because he didn't keep Shemitah. So the Gemara is going through it. First, you go to a regular Jew, Eved Ivri. What happened to you? Well, you didn't keep Shemitah. You became poverty stricken. Right? That's what happened to you. You have to be sold for an Eved Ivri. That didn't work out. Then you spiral down. You went to a Ger Toshav. Then you went to a Goy, Avodah Zarah. The whole spiral. Now, the problem with that is going to be, Amar Mar, we just said a second ago, V'lo lecha el leger, Shenema leger. The mitla memra, do you mean to say that the ger kani Eved Ivri? A ger is allowed to buy an Eved Ivri? A ger cannot buy an Eved Ivri. V'rimini, wait a minute, we know that's not true. Ain't ger nikne be Eved Ivri. A ger cannot be acquired as an Eved Ivri. And we're going to say that the same halacha applies to both. They can't have an Eved Ivri, they can't be an Eved Ivri. We know they can't be an Eved Ivri. Not only that, the ain't Isha of a Ger, Kohen and Eved Ivri. And an Isha and a Ger, what? And an Isha and a Ger can't own an Eved Ivri. Ger lo nikne be Eved Ivri. A Ger can't be acquired as an Eved Ivri. Why not? Because it says in the Torah, Vishav el Mishpachto be'inon, that they can return to their family. A Ger has no family. He's a Ger. Doesn't have parents. Right, he's a ger. Since he can't return to his, no way for him to return. Since he can't return to his family, v'holeka, he cannot be sold as an Eved Ivri. And we're going to say, if you can't be sold as an Eved Ivri, you can never acquire an Eved Ivri. So how could you tell me that the Torah is telling you this whole spiral, and then the list is an Eved Ivri, is a ger? Can't happen. That's going to be his kasha, right? And now we go as a side point to ain isha v'ger konen Eved Ivri. An Isha and a Ger can't acquire an Eved Ivri. Isha, an Isha, why not? Lavor Achara. It's not appropriate. It's a man living in the house. Right? That only leads to disaster. It's a man living in the house of a woman. She's not her husband. That's a disaster waiting to happen. So that, a woman cannot have an Eved Ivri. Whether she's an Almana, let's say, or she's a single girl, she can't have an Eved Ivri. The Ger Nami, why can't a Ger have an Eved Ivri? Because Gemir, we have a tradition. The Makni Kani, if you're able to be sold, you could buy one. The Lo Makni Lo Kani, if you can't be sold, you can't buy one. So a Ger can't buy one. So how could we say, again, how could this spiral include a Ger? It's not going to happen. It's impossible. It's against Halacha. So what did the Torah stick it in there for? So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Ein a Kone, V'dino Ki Yisrael. Yeah, what it means is, a Ger can't acquire an Eved Ivri with the same dinim of Jewish Eved Ivris. Right? But, Avol Kone V'dino Kinachri. A Ger can acquire an Eved Ivri, but we're going to treat him with the dinim of a Goy. Which means what? The Tan, it's actually a Kula. It's a Kula. The Tanya, because we know, Hanirza, the ability to stay till Yovel, the ability to stay for 50 more years, or Tanimka L'Nachri, or if someone sold as a goy, ain't oved lo as a ben v'lo as a bas. In other words, let's say someone sold as an eved ivri, and the master dies. After 20 minutes of being an eved ivri, you have 6 years to go, right? After 20 minutes, the master dies. What happens to the eved ivri? He becomes the eved of the children, of the yorshim. Right? That doesn't apply if the master is a goy, if the master is a ger. If the master is a goy, it doesn't apply. If someone sold as a goy, if someone sold to a goy, it's not really a dinim of eved ivri. So that what the Gemara is saying is, we're treating this ger as if he was a, he's not a goy, he's a Jew. He's a ger. But we're treating him with the dinim, we don't treat him with the dinim, we treat him in a regular eved ivri. In other words, if he were to die, let's say he has kids that are Jewish, they would not yorish to the kids. Well, they can go home. That's it, they can go free. That's a kula. That's a kula, and that's the din. So there is a din, there is a concept of eved ivri. It's not the real eved ivri. Real din of eved ivri, and also there's no nirtza. After 6 years, the guy says, I want to stay longer, I love this gear. No, you have to go. Why? Because the same din by eved. But it's the same din by a goy. If a goy, I'm not sure what that means, that to be...
It's kind of odd. Yeah. Why would be gear be treated so differently?
Because it's based on a pasuk.
I understand.
He has no way to go back.
I understand, but once he becomes a ger,
I know. Why should the halacha be different? Because he has nowhere to go. He doesn't have a family to go back to. If he doesn't have a family to go back to, he can't be. That's what
he
says.
So the
Rishonim say, even if he has kids,
right?
Even if he has kids, but he doesn't have a full mishpacha no matter what. Why? Doesn't have parents. Even if a regular person's parents are no longer alive, it's also doesn't have parents. Not the same thing. Same thing. He doesn't have parents anymore.
Very difficult.
So he doesn't have parents. Since he doesn't have parents, he can't go back to his family. So therefore, he can never be bought as an eved ivri. He can't acquire an eved ivri. Both are usher to him. So what does it mean over here that the ger from the pasuk? It means, yeah, he can acquire an eved ivri. But we're going to have the dinam of when a goy acquires an eved ivri. No nirtza and no yarshim. That's all it means. Now, Amar Mar, we said, Ein Isha v'ger quoted eved ivri. Name it, Lokav Shirming Amlil. Let's say that's not like Rosh Hashanah Megamliel. Tanya, Isha Kon Es HaShvachos. A woman can acquire maidservants, women. Yeah, that's okay. Ve'ena Kon Es HaAvadim, but not Avadim. Rosh Hashanah Megamliel Omer Af Kon Es HaAvadim, even Avadim. So you see that this obviously can't go according to Rosh Hashanah Megamliel. So Gemara says, no. Afilu Tehem Rosh Hashanah Megamliel, Velo Kasha. Kan Be'evet Ivri, Kan Be'evet Kenani. Depends what kind of Evet. Is it an Evet Ivri or an Evet Kenani? Rosh Hashanah allows Evet Kenani. Not if nobody allows an Eved Ivri. Why not? Unbelievable psychology. Eved Ivri Sniela. In Eved Ivri, she looks at him. He's a Jew. What happened? He fell on hard times. So there's a built-in Snias that she says to herself, look at this fine Jew over here. He, unfortunately, he's poor. So I'll buy him as an Eved Ivri. We're very afraid that a disaster is going to happen. Why? Because she respects him. Because he's a Jew. So who knows what could happen? Some terrible yichud and worse can happen because she has respect for him. When you have respect for somebody, it's possible for a disaster. Eved Kenani, Paritz law. She looks at him as a guy. He's a Paritz. She's never going to go near him with a 10-foot pole. Why? He's a Paritz. He's a guy. Right? We're not afraid of anything happening. I would think just the opposite. I would think just the opposite. When it's a guy, he's a loose person, loose morals, they can't be together. But a fine Jew, what's going to happen? Why not? The exact opposite. When he's a fine Jew, that's where the disaster is going to strike. But if the guy's a lowlife, she'll never go near this guy. Amazing psychology. Amazing, right? I, Elohad, the Tanya of Yosef, Ar Melosa, Lotarbi Kalba. What? Right, the parrot does make things worse. Right, the kosher makes things better. Right, especially if it's one-on-one. Right? Two, you have to have two to be kosher. Right, one? Right, it's fascinating psychology. He's right, Rabbi Schreiber. Right, when it comes to Hilchot, we don't make such a distinction. It's just the other way around. We're more afraid of a parrot. Right, the guy's more susceptible to behaving properly. Right, the guy's a good guy. We don't allow it still, but we're much more careful when a guy's a lowlife. 100%. Interesting. Anyway, but we say that a woman shouldn't raise a dog. Why shouldn't a woman raise a dog? It's a very difficult halacha. We're afraid that something's going to happen with the dog. So with the dog, we're afraid, and with an Eved Kenani, we're not afraid. Right? By the way, Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, we're not a Choshesh, a woman's going to have relations with a dog. It's not a Choshesh. Tosfos says, look at the bottom Tosfos. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Lo tegadol kelev, shama tizkalka libo. She's going to have a disaster with him. Says Tosfos, no. The last Tosfos on the page, Lo tarbi kelev, mishum lozus fasayim ba'alma. Just rumors. Just people are going to talk. Lefi, shaholech achareha, Shalom nechdu Yisrael al zachor al behema v'gamei nisal yachid. No one's choshed on these kinds of behavior. No one's choshed on a behema. No one's choshed on homosexuality. No one's choshed on bestiality. No one's choshed on yichid with an animal. Well, you know, that's all mutter. So what are we afraid of? Why can't a woman have a dog? If we're not choshed for anything, what are we choshed for? People talking. That's what Tosfos says. People talking. Lazus svasayim ba'alma. People talking. What are they going to say? Not sure. What are they going to say? She's not choshev any of this. Well, there's a man in the house. I understand people will have a lot to say. What are they going to say about this dog? But, so Rashi says that we're afraid of a kilkel. Tosfos is impossible. Not afraid of a kilkel. What are we afraid of? I don't know. Rumors. I'm not sure what we're afraid of exactly. What are we afraid of?
The rumors of kilkel. I mean,
no, not rumors of kilkel. Tosfos says we're not choshev for kilkel.
Kilkel, not. Rumors, yes.
Doesn't appear. There's rumors. Okay.
Okay.
Velo tashri bar be rav beushpiza, and you can't have a boy, a bacher, a yeshiva bacher, living in the house with her. That we all understand. You can't do that, right? So bishloma bar be rav tznile. I understand why you can't have a yeshiva bacher living in the house because she respects him. Why? Because he's a tsanua. He's a bacher. He's a good boy. So that could lead to a disaster. Why? Because they're in the same house, and she respects him, and mistama he respects her, and then the next thing you know,
they'll be very discreet.
Ella kalva, but a dog came into mitzvah ve'mirtasa. She's not going to engage in anything. She's afraid of what the people are going to say. She's afraid of rumors. So Amri, so they say no. Kivan de dechi shadile omta mitzvah pasrei. Since she throws the dog a bone, the dog comes chasing after her. Amri, people will say. Amri, yet people will say mishum under the shadile who de mitzvah. You know why the dog's chasing after her? Because she feeds it. Therefore, there could be a kill goal. That's why you can't have a dog. Next. So he explained what was his kasha, what's Ger doing in the din of Eved Ivri? A Ger can't be an Eved Ivri. What's it doing in there? And we answered, a Ger can be an Eved Ivri, but it's a different dinim. A Ger can own an Eved Ivri with different dinim. The dinim of Eved Ivri don't apply when it's a Ger. Just the same dinim as when it's a Goy. Ger Toshav Amalini Ribbis Maigi. Now what's the Ger Toshav that talks about, that's mentioned by Ribbis? The Tan, Dixiv, it says, if you become very poor, umata yado imcha vechzaktabo ger v'toshav v'chay achicha al tikach meito neshech v'tarbitz v'reiso melakecha v'chay achicha imach. That pasuk seems to say you cannot take interest from a ger toshav. The ger toshav is not a Jew. That pasuk says you can't take interest. For many, wait a minute. Love in mehen umalvin mohsem beribis. You can charge interest. You can pay interest. You can charge interest v'chein ger toshav. So what does that pasuk mean? Amr of Nachem by Yitzchak, you know what it means? Miksiv al tikach me'itom. Does it say don't take from them? Me'ito ksiv. It says me'ito. Me'Yisrael. In other words, that pasuk has to be written, read as follows. Don't take interest from the Jew. I have the Ger Toshav written in there. From him you can take. So that's how we answered it. Don't think you can't take interest from a Ger Toshav. You can. Next. Tanur Rabbanan. Al tikach me'ito neshev ketarbis. You don't have to take interest. You can become an Arev. An Arev is a cosigner. So the Gemara says, Arev Laman, I'm a kind of cosigner. Ilema Arev Lisrael, if you're an Arev for a Jew, that's for sure not mutter. Va'ikka v'atana, the last mission of the parish is going to say, Elu Ovrin, below Sase. He's the following people who can't take rivers. On the top, second line of Ayin Alam and Beis. Hamalve, the Malve, the Halove, the Arev, the Cosigner, the Edim, everybody. The Sofer, the Scribe, the guy, everybody. That can't be pshat. What does it mean? Ela l'nachri. It means for a guy. That's mutter. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. The Chiv of the Dine, since in the Goyish of Dinim, the court, they hold as follows. The Nachri, the Ozel, Basar, Arva. You're allowed to go first. The Goyim allow you to go first to the Arov. You don't have to go to the guy who borrowed the money. You can go straight to the cosigner. What does that mean? That means that the cosigner is a Jew. The borrower is also a Jew. That means that really, and the cosigner has to pay the interest to the guy. That means that the Loveh, who's also a Jew, is going to now owe the money to the cosigner. That's Ribbis. He borrowed $100 from the Goy. He borrowed $100, and it's as if he borrowed it now from the Jew. Why? Because the Jew paid the debt for him. So now he owes it to the Jew. That's Ribbis, but it's Ribbis. If you pay the Goy Ribbis, you're allowed to do that. But now the Jew's really paying the Ribbis, you're paying the Jew the Ribbis. That's a problem. I can't be shot. It's Ribbis. So Amar of Sheshes, no. Shekibah al-Avadun b'dinah Yisrael. No, the Goy agreed he's going to follow the Jewish law. And the Jewish law says that you first have to go to the Loveh. Only if the Loveh doesn't pay, then you have to go to the Arav. So it's not going to be a case of Ribbis. So the Gemara says, Ikabal al-Avadun b'dinah Yisrael, Ribbis nami lo lishkol. Then you can't take interest. You can't take interest. What are we doing? So the Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, no. Shekibah al-Avadun b'dinah Yisrael, Ribbis nami lo lishkol. No, the Goy agreed. I'm not taking interest. Then I would never do this transaction. I will follow the Jewish rule that I have to go to the Loveh first. That I'll do, but with interest. So therefore, we have the Ribbis is mutter, and the Jew is allowed to be a cosigner. Why? Because it's a very far fetched thing that you have to pay. Most Loveths, I don't know, maybe those days, most Loveths paid. So we could assume he's going to pay.
And what if the Loveth doesn't pay?
I don't know. What if the Loveth is a good question? I don't know. Okay. Next. Malvi Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Nachri Midas Nachri. This is actually hard now. You're allowed to, we said as follows. If you're a Jew, you work for a guy. The guy is the boss. You're the guy's employee. You're allowed to, it's part of your job. You're allowed to charge interest to people, even Jews, because it's not your money. It's your boss's money. Your boss is a lender. You work for him. You work for the bank. And the job, the boss is a goy, and he charges interest. So all you are is just a shliach, really. Right? So the Jew walks into the bank and says, I want to borrow money. It's okay, here are the terms, we charge interest in this place. It's not me, it's my boss. That's mutter. The Mishnah says mutter. Why? Because it's not you, it's the goy. But, the goy's knowledge, this is what's going on.
Even if it's to a Jew.
Right, because it's not really your money. But, let's say you have a very wealthy boss, he's a big bank, and he gives you discretion to how to invest. Then you can't charge interest to a Jew. Why? Because it's really your money. Because it's your discretion. You don't have to notify him, you don't have to tell him, right? You don't have to talk to him about it. He trusts you, he gives you cash to... Yeah, if you blow the money, he's gonna fire you. But if not, so I'll go to my Jewish friends, I'll charge them interest, they're good for the money, and I'll make money for my boss. That's not allowed to do. Why? Because it's not really his money. Okay? That's what the Mishnah said. So far, so good? Okay, it's going to get a lot more complicated now. Where are we? Tanur Rabbanan. Malvi Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Nachri. You're allowed to charge interest using the guy's money, Midas HaNachri, when the guy knows about it. Aval, lo Midas Yisrael. Not when the Jew knows about it. Not when the guy doesn't know about it. In other words, only the Jew knows, the guy doesn't know. That you're not allowed to do. Ketzad, for example. Yisrael Shalov Ma'os Min HaNachri. If Yisrael borrows money from a guy, we'll call him Reuven. Reuven's the Loveh. Beribis, with interest. So far, there's no issue now. You're allowed to borrow money from a guy with ribis. A guy is not mitzuv in ribis. Ubikish lachzirim lo. And now it's time for Reuven, the borrower, to pay the debt back. Matzah Yisrael achar. He bumps into Shimon. V'amar lo. And Shimon says, to name Lee, give the money to me, Reuven. Vani el elecha kederek sha'atamalo. I'll take the money to the guy. And by the way, there's ribis. Usser. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Usser. Why? Because it's viewed as if you are now paying interest to Shimon. That's how it's viewed. I know that's a hard thing to swallow. That's how it's viewed. Okay? What? No, you're not. You're giving it to Shimon. What are you giving it to Shimon for?
He's not a shliach.
He's more than a shliach. He's not just a messenger boy. He becomes now the new guy you pay back, and you paid interest. You know, borrowed 100, you're paying back 120. It happens to be that Lamai says, the Gemara views it as that's a loan. It's a loan to Shimon, and therefore it's Ribbis.
Is that because it's in the words that he said?
I'm not sure why.
And he says, I'll be your shliach and bring the money back. Like, he's allowed to ask somebody a favor.
Right, that might be mutter. That might be mutter. I'm not sure what the
keeping it for a couple of days.
No. It says over here that because the money's in the hands of the Loveh right now, it's as if you're borrowing it again brand new from this Jew. And you pay interest and that's a problem. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why. And I'm not exactly sure what you asked about Just do me a favor, bring it to the guy. I can't go. I don't want to be late. Hey, you take it from me. That's it. That's ribbis. That's a hard thing to believe. It could be ribbis. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. That's the more you learn this parak, you realize everything is ribbis, right? Everything is ribbis. You say hello to somebody. We're gonna get to that. Saying hello, it's ribbis. Vim hamidu etel nachwi. But what if the guy's standing there? What if the guy's in the room? That's mutter. That would be okay. Why? Because the guy's in the room, right? In other words, not that the guy's in the room. The lover, the borrower, Reuven says to the guy, I have the money over here. If you want, I'll give this money to Shimon. And the guy says, okay, that's mutter. Why? You're not borrowing money from a Jew. You're not lending money to a Jew. You're lending money to a guy. You're paying the money back to the guy. Instead of handing the money to the guy, and then the guy handing it to Shimon, you give it to Shimon. That's not ribbis. V'chein nachri. And the reverse is the exact same case. Shalovim mos miyisrael. If a guy borrows money from a Jew, right? The guy borrows the money. Be ribbis with interest. So far that's mutter. Ubikish lach zirum lo. And then it's time coming to return it. Matzah yisrael acher. He bumps into another Jew. He bumps into Shimon, v'amar lo, and Shimon says, t'name li, you give the money to me, guy, v'ani el l'cha, k'derek shatam al lo, and I'll repay it. That's mutter. The im, hemidu et Yisrael, but if the Jew's in the room, and the guy says to Reuven, should I give this money to Shimon? And Reuven says, yeah, go do that. That's usher. Why is that usher? That's interest. So the Gemara says, Bishloma Seifa L'chumra. I understand that the Seifa being Machmir. El Aresha. But in the first case, Kivin the Ein Shlichas L'Nachri, since there's no Shlichas by a guy, Ihu Nihu Dekashakal Minei, Ribisa? Is Ribis over there? Why is that case Aser? There's no Shlichas by a guy. Tamar of Hunav Rabbi Noach, Moshe Dev Acha, Bar Devika, Hacham Ayeskinik, Nod Amalei, Hinichim Al Gabi Karaka. You told the guy, I'm going to put it down. But the guy told you, put it down. Vehi pater. And then you're going to be pater. So, ihachi maila memra. What's the chiddush in that? Put the money down? No one touched it. So, the Gemara says, Ela amar of papa, kigon shed natal v'nasan biyad. No. What does that mean, natal v'nasan biyad? He took back the money from the first person and gave it to the second person. Da'akati maila memra. What kind of chiddush is that? Ma'atema, I would have thought, Nachri gufe ki avid adaita di Yisrael, kagamir, that when the viyahiv, that when the guy is acting this way, he's doing it on behalf of the Jew, so really the Jew's behind the scenes pulling the strings. And really it is ribbish. Come on, Shlomo, we don't say that. Now, Rashi is going to say two statements, which we're going to say are categorically incorrect. Why Rashi says them, I don't know. Rashi Amar, no. Kiyam rinayin shlichus l'nachri. When did we say there's no shlichus by a guy? Hanim yili b'truma. That's only by truma. Truma is the makar of shlichus. Atmol b'chol Torah kula, but everywhere else in the Torah, yei shlichus l'nachri. There's such a thing as shlichus. Ay, b'har Rashi b'rutihi. Where Rashi says, incorrect. Mai. Mai shna truma. Why is truma? You cannot have a guy be a shliach. I can't tell my guy, go be mafresh truma for me. Why not? Because it says in the Torah, delo d'ksiv, atem, gam atem. Ma'atem b'nei bris, afshulchachem b'nei bris. Only Jews can be shliach. Shlichus d'chol Torah kula nami. Mi truma, kam rinan lei. We learn that from truma. You can't tell a guy, do even be mafresh truma for me. You can't tell a guy, be makadosh et isha for me. You can't tell a guy, charge interest for me. Elder of Ashi Brutihi. Obviously Rashi is incorrect. Ikad Amr Vashi Rashi is a different pshat, also incorrect. Ki Amri Shikhas Unachri, when do we say you can't have shikhas by a guy? Hani milu in hulu didon. That's only from, how does this work? From us to them?
Them becoming agents for us.
But us becoming agents for them. Havil Hushliach. That would be mutter. It's also incorrect. Why can't we become shliachs for them? Us to them, same problem. Nami, ma'atem b'nei bris, ka'amar, elohad ravashi, b'rutihi. Ravashi, that's incorrect. One more minute. Ravina, amar. Ravina says another thing which is incorrect. Nihi, de shlichas l'rachui leslei. They can't be a shliach. Guy can't be a shliach. You can't ever make a guy into a shliach to anything. Not to Mekaj Nisha, not for Ribbis, not for Truma, nothing. But Zechiah Midrabanan Islay. They have Zechiah, some kind of lower level of maybe if the guy's walking down the street and he sees a gold watch, he could be Zochit for me? That he could do. Why? Why is a goy any worse than a katan? Katan lavav agaf the less shlichas. A katan can't be a shliach. Islay zechia midrabanan. But a midrabanan, we say a goy, a katan can be zocha things and can acquire things. So Gemara says hachanami loshna. So what's the difference by a goy? The Gemara below he that's also incorrect. Yisrael asked the lechlal shlichas. A katan will grow up. He'll become a gadol. And then he'll become into the din of shlichus. So for a katan, we'll make rules of zechia. But akum lo ati leklal shlichus. It's not going to happen. Therefore, we don't make those rules for him. Therefore, all this is incorrect. All this is incorrect. There's no shlichus by a guy. There's no zechia by a guy. None of it applies. And we're left back with what we said. And also, so again, back with what we said. You can make the shliach. You can appoint the guy. You can charge interest to a Jew if it's the guy's money and you're just an employee. It's really the guy doing it. But if you're doing it on your own, you're not allowed to. That's how we start. That's how we end. All right. Tomorrow we'll talk about what if a guy charges interest and it becomes a ger. Then what do we do? That's tomorrow. What? All right. So it's not so simple. Like most of Eidu Neshach, it's not so simple. Halavai, it would be that simple. Everyone have a good day.